So, suddenly, psychedelic lights went on in the studio and some cages came down with women go-go dancers in them here in the studio. And they were filming by zooming the lenses back and forth, doing fast close-ups and panning out. Yeah, man. How you doing? It's Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Bird. And Kathy is our first Wild Card Wednesday person, and it's a strawberry alarm clock with incense and peppermints. Only in the 60s could you get away with, first of all, a name like that for your band. Second of all, a song with a title and lyrics like that. So, great song, though. All right, how you doing? It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we're here till 5 o'clock. Esmeralda and I will battle in yet another pop culture pop-up video battle. Skip Skipley on the way, Dan? Is he safely traveling?
Safely traveling through the skies.
Okay. Skip Skipley will be here. And, of course, the feline army, the Dave Ennett psychic feline army, is getting ready. They've got their capes on, and they're ready to go. Dave not only wears a cape like Doctor Strange, but he puts his feline army in capes now as well. Esmeralda, I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
It's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all ready to go. They're all ready to hear the fine singing voice of Esmeralda. So in this next segment, we're going to talk about earworms. Now, earworms are songs that are addictive and get stuck in your head, and you can't get rid of them. Many times it's kind of annoying to have a song stuck in your head. There's a new CNN original series called Soundtracks that explores earworms and the music tied to iconic moments in history, and that begins tomorrow at 9 o'clock on CNN. And they've named the ultimate earworm and explained what makes songs addictive. These are scientists at the University of St. Andrews. They've named the top 20 official earworms in a study as to what makes songs addictive. Now, what songs get stuck in your head? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Talk and text. And, of course, Wild Card Wednesday requests. But we want songs that get in there that drive you crazy. These are earworms. The team of researchers at the University's School of Philosophical, Anthropological, and Film Studies also developed a mathematical formula for explaining what makes an earworm. Researcher Betty Williams said an earworm needs five key components: surprise, predictability, rhythmic repetition, melodic potency, and receptiveness as to how the listener feels about the song. The formula is expressed as repetitive plus predictability, surprise, plus melodic potency, plus rhythmic repetition times 1.5. That equals an earworm. If you look at the songs which emerged from this research, Williams said, they all have a distinctive rhythmic fingerprint. If you remove the melody, they're still recognizable by their rhythm alone. So earworms, they get caught in your head and they don't leave. We've got the list here of the 20 top earworms that were named by the University of St. Andrews. We'll go through these and then we'll open up the phone lines and we'll talk to you about songs that get stuck in your head. What are the ones that are your favorite, or in some cases your least favorite, because it drives you absolutely crazy when the song is stuck in your head? And we want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. So, Esmeralda, what's the first one that pops into your head?
I couldn't think of one, but I asked V real quick, and he said that he had one for today. And it was that Pina Colada song.
Oh.
And he said he was humming it.
Oh, wait, we have that?
Yeah.
Now, this the funny.
He would apparently hum it and then just curse under his breath.
Oh, I mean, that song. I could totally understand why it gets caught in, why it gets stuck in your head. But that song is actually called Escape. And then in parentheses, it says the Pina Colada song. Because I think when they first released it, everybody kept calling it the Pina Colada song. And then they were like, the song, what the hell is the guy's name? Rupert Holmes. A lot of people think that song is Jimmy Buffett.
That makes sense.
I remember a lot of people were like, yeah, that Jimmy Buffett song, Pina Colada. And I said, no, he's the Margaritaville guy. Wrong drink. But you guys aren't going to remember this, but SETV, which was one of the most genius television shows that has ever existed on this planet, you know, spitting out amazing talent like Martin Short and John Candy and Joe Flaherty and Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Andrea Martin, Rick Moranis, Dave Thomas. Anyway, in one sketch that they did, they had Rick Moranis play Rupert Holmes and singing the Pina Colada song. And then, like, I can't remember exactly what the bit was, but, like, him dressed up as Rupert Holmes. And, God, some of the references that they made on SETV were so specific. People would watch that show and go, what's happening? What is this? What is going on? That show was genius. All right. Well, there it is. That's for V. Now V is going to have that song stuck in his head all day long.
He's welcome.
There you go. All right. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next. And then we want to hear from you. What songs get stuck in your head? What earworms are here? And I have the top 20 earworms according to the University of St. Andrews. And we'll do that after the break. Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. That's where you request the songs here. 312-981-7200. Any artist, any song, anything. 815 area code picks Jerry Lee Lewis with Great Balls of Fire. So we're talking about songs that get stuck in your head and probably drive you a little bit crazy. And there were scientific reasons as to why these songs get stuck in your head. There's actually a scientific mathematical formula that they've put together. And a bunch of people at the University of St. Andrews studied this and came up with the top 20 earworms. And that's what they call songs that get stuck in your head melodically. They're in there, can't get out of them. They call those earworms. And so we're going to talk about the top 20 earworms and see which ones you guys would vote for. 312-981-7200. Now, Vic Vaughn, you actually you were asked what song gets stuck into your head and what one of your earworms is.
Yeah, I recently suffered from that earworm maybe a month ago, I guess. I could not get this song out of my head for like a week, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every morning it was in my head. In the shower it was in my head. Yeah, it was bad.
All right. Well,
it was a serious case of earworm.
All right. Well, Dan, you care to give it to him again? So you wake up, and that was in your head while you were in the shower and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Brushing
well, it
my
could
teeth,
it
everything.
Could be worse because that's a good song,
right? Yeah, it is.
It's Chris Stapleton and my main man Justin Timberlake with Tennessee Whiskey.
Got stuck in there.
Yeah, I don't blame. You know, I mean, it's a good song though. I mean, you could have a terrible song like that Pina Colada song. That's a bad song to have stuck in your head. That's terrible. But to have like an actually really cool song stuck in your head, it's a little, I mean, it might be a little annoying because it's stuck in there over and over and over and over and over again. But at least it's good.
Yeah, but it got to the point where I was just like, God. I'd catch myself singing it in there for a while.
All right. All right. Dan, do you have one?
So My lovely two-year-old, soon-to-be two-year-old daughter, is at the stages where she is learning and singing nursery rhymes nonstop around the clock. And the one that I find myself singing most frequently is called Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes.
Oh, yes.
So for the folks who are not familiar with it, it is head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. And eyes and ears and mouth and nose. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes.
Thank you.
Good, man. That,
very good.
That has not left my head in probably 8 months. Like it just, I just like I'm doing nothing, and then all of a sudden I find myself singing that
heads
song.
And heads and heads and heads and shoulders and dandruff. But Dan, now you also had the Mickey Mouse thing. Is that still on?
Yes, yes. Not only that, the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, the hot dog song. That comes with it. But there was an episode where they were putting on a talent show, and Minnie and Daisy and an elephant named Hilda did a song to like this disco tune they made up that they talk about dancing in a figure eight and a zero and a straight line. Also is burrowed its way into my head.
There you go. That's what happens when you have the children's. The kids like the stuff over and over and over again. I can't imagine how many parents of, like, say, 7 or 8 year olds had to sit through Frozen 7 million times.
Is she too young for that one show with the cool music? Was it with that weird thing with the face?
Yeah, we try to limit it just to Mickey Mouse, just so for our own sanity.
There's that cool show though.
No, I know what you're talking about.
It's got like Biz Markie on it.
We've tried to limit it just to Mickey Mouse. She does have a Frozen purse/boombox.
Has she seen Frozen?
She has not seen Frozen, but she knows all the songs. There's 30-second clips of four or five of the songs. So she knows those.
God, that's craziness. All right. Here's Anthony on WGN. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, man?
All right.
Good. So I also have a three-year-old, so Dan, I can totally sympathize with you. So we went to Disney. She's a huge Disney fan.
Yes.
So we went and I took her on the It's a Small World After All ride.
Oh, God.
Oh. She loved it. Oh. Halfway through, I thought I was stroking out.
Yeah.
It is the same damn song over and over, literally.
Yeah.
And it's been in my mind ever since.
For the entire ride. The entire ride. It's a small world after all.
And I'm going to totally regret calling you guys with that, because now it's going to be embedded in my mind even more.
Here, hold on. Yeah, there it is. I believe Anthony's head just exploded. Yeah. All right, enjoy the rest of your day, Anthony.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. He hangs up the phone. It's a small world after all. Esmeralda, have you ever gone on that ride?
No.
Oh, my God.
Thank goodness.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And he's right. The entire ride, that's all you hear. The ride is maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes long? Maybe? And the entire ride, that song plays. When you get out of that thing, you're on like a boat and they're taking you through different, it's like Pirates of the Caribbean, that kind of thing, you know, animatronic thing. And when you get out of the little tunnel or the boat or whatever, it's like, just get me the hell away from here. Pretty bad. All right. Are you ready for number 20 on the list? And we'll get to yours, Esmeralda. Do you have one?
No.
Oh, you
no, because of V. V's
Okay. All right. So you just took the Rupert Holmes. You took the hit for Rupert Holmes.
Yes.
All right. Here's number 20 on the list of earworms. And again, this is the 20 top earworms, songs that get into your, burrow into your head and stay there. According to the University of St. Andrews, where they did scientific and mathematical studies, here's number 20 of the list. You come and go. Come. So there it is, and that certainly fits the mathematical formula, and it's certainly catchy, and it certainly gets into your brain. But see, the other thing is that I like that song. That one wouldn't annoy me because I like Karma Chameleon.
Yeah, what happens if you enjoy?
Yeah, I think it's different because my number one most hated earworm ever is a jingle, and I know a lot of people, you know, go with, you know, like the, you know, commercial jingles and stuff that get stuck in your brain. So this technically isn't a song, although it is a song, but it's more of a commercial jingle. The one that I hate that got stuck in my brain, that would get stuck in my brain, is that damn $5 foot long thing from Subway. It makes me, I'm glad they don't do it anymore because now it's $6 footlongs, so that's their cheapest footlong is a $6 now. But when they used to do that five dollar footlong, I'm telling you, I wanted to put my foot through the TV every single time that came on, and then it would be in there. I'd be trying to sleep. Five dollar footlong. I go to the bathroom. Five dollar footlong. I'm in the shower. $5.
To say thanks for making Subway footlongs famous, get any pile high regular footlong for just $5.
It's the worst. $5 footlongs. It's the worst. Now, you know, that's a jingle. It's not really, I mean, it is a song, but it's more of a commercial jingle, which also the reason why they get stuck in your head is because the advertisers want it to get stuck in your head because they want you to remember it. So they purposely do, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, you get your Empire Carpets, you got all the, you know, Hudson 32700, all of those jingles that stay with you. And the purpose is for you not to be able to forget them. So I guess the creator of the $5 foot long song did their job correctly because the damn thing wouldn't leave my mind. And, you know, and I remember February, you know, when they would do the push in the past, like, I don't know, 8-9 years, they would do the push and it was always in February because they would go February 5, because February was $5 foot long month. So I hated the month of February for about 8 years. I hated all of February because every damn commercial was the $5 foot long February push.
The end of January rolls around.
You're like, oh, no.
You're so happy. And then you
suddenly $5, you know. Oh, God. I finally get the Christmas songs out of my head. Christmas songs are finally out of my head. Takes all the way through January to get the damn Christmas songs out of my head. And then $5, shut up. All right. We got a break, and then we'll bust down the we'll tear apart this list of the top 20 earworms named by the University of St. Andrews. So far, Culture Club with Karma Chameleon comes in at number 20. And what are yours? 312-981-7200.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody. And you've got us.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Wild Card Wednesday, man. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. It's wild. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. That is from Kathy, a different Kathy. Not the same Kathy who requested Incense and Peppermints. This Kathy requested Billy Joel's A Piano Man. Piano Man. All right. We've got a ton of texts coming in about songs that get stuck in your head. They are technically called earworms, and the University of St. Andrews has figured out a mathematical formula as to why these songs jam into your brain and stay there. And so they've compiled a list of the top 20 earworms due to their scientific and mathematical studies, these are the top 20 earworms. The number 20 on the list was Karma Chameleon by Culture Club. And we're going to get back to that list in a second. But first of all, we got a couple of texts that I want to read real quick. Rick says that Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle is an earworm that I enjoy. Ah, yes, the Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. Little Boy Blue and the Man on the Moon. Yeah, and Esmeralda, you weren't around when that song was on the radio every 34 seconds. And people were like, oh, it's the most beautiful song.
It is very beautiful.
I feel that way about my son. He doesn't want to talk to me on the phone, just like I didn't want to play with him when he was a kid. Oh, man. All right, are you ready for number 19, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Number 19 on this list, scientifically proven.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I can see that getting stuck in people's heads. I don't think I've ever heard that song all the way through. So it has never been stuck in my head because I've never heard it all the way through. That's Meghan Trainor. Yeah. Not a problem for me, that one. But I can see. I mean, it's got that repetitive rhythmic thing going that sticks in there. 847 area code. No, this is a good one. This is a good one, Esmeralda. I think you're going to agree with this one. 847 says Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind. You get that doot 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 stuck in your head. So, all right. Okay, number 18 on the list. Classic song.
A black mist would hit me, and a voice would be calling. Let's do the time on again. Let's do the time on again.
Yeah. I have to say this. The first time I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show. Esmeralda, have you ever seen Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Mm-hmm, of course.
The first time I saw it was during its regular theatrical release, like before it became a midnight show. I saw it when it was first released commercially in theaters. Saw it at the Norridge. So I go see it. I hated it. It was the stupidest movie I've ever seen in my life, and I didn't like the music. I hated it. And it wasn't until around 4 years later that people started going to it at midnight. And then all the interactive stuff started happening. And the people would come in costume, and the people would act out the scenes and sing the songs along with the movie and throw toast and spray water in the air and all that stuff. And I went to see it again at midnight. It was an entirely different experience. To see it, because I saw it with my dad when it first came out, and I wanted to see it because it involved monsters. You know, I was like, oh, he's Frankenfurter, he's Frankenstein, he's going to monster in it. So we go see it, and, you know, there's nobody in the theater. It's like a Saturday afternoon or something. And I'm like, what is this? What the hell is this? So it's a very strange experience to see that movie without all the stuff that goes along with it, that now the midnight show interactive theater stuff goes along with it. But let me tell you something. I hated that movie the first time I saw it. I absolutely hated it. But seeing it like with a crowd and everything is fun. It's not my bag, but it's fun. And the reason why I love Rocky Horror Picture Show, I love it. I don't think it's a good movie at all. And I've only seen it a couple of times at midnight. I'm not one of those people who would go all the time. The reason I adore Rocky Horror Picture Show is because it exists. And it was and still is a haven for outcasts, where a bunch of people who might not fit in, who might not have the sexuality that a lot of people think everybody should have, who might not dress the way people dress, who get judged or made fun of, who are outcasts, who are quote-unquote weirdos. It's a place for all of those people to get together two times a week and feel safe. And feel happy. And I am so glad that it exists. Now, I don't like it. It's not my scene. But the fact that that scene exists, and it has for years, and it's made very sad people feel happy, and outcasts, and homosexuals, you know, all of the that whole world of people who are judged unfairly, who don't fit in, and are never popular. They are rock stars for 2 hours every Friday and for 2 hours every Saturday. And the fact that that is a thing that is real and has existed for 40-something years is phenomenal. So, that's my little spiel about Rocky Horror. I love that it's there. I love that it exists. And I love that that's what it represents and has represented for so many years. Again, it's not my scene. but I do think Tim Curry's a national treasure. And Susan Sarandon looks fantastic in a bra. So, there you go. All right, we got a break. That there you go. Time Warp, considered an earworm. What about you guys? We got a ton of texts that are in. I'll read a bunch of those, and we'll finish off the rest of this list of songs that get burrowed into your brain. All right, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. The news is next. Everybody's smiling, sunshine day. Everybody's laughing, sunshine day. Everybody sings, so happy today. It's a sunshine day. I think I'll go for a walk outside. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. Proving that it's Wild Card Wednesday once again. Sharon requests the damn Brady Bunch and the damn Sunshine Day. What's the song where Peter's voice cracks? Oh, it's time to change! Remember his voice? You don't remember this, Esmeralda?
I never really watched.
Oh. Because you were bopping along with the Sunshine Day, so I thought you were...
Well, because I saw the movies.
Oh, okay. All right. Dan, you remember the episode where Peter's voice cracks while they're recording a record?
Nope, can't say that I do.
Oh, all right. All right, am I the only one? Vic, don't you remember when Peter's voice changed?
No, but I want to hear you do it again.
You know, was it Peter? Yeah, it was Peter. It wasn't Bobby, it was Peter. His voice changes, he starts cracking. You can't have to... Time to change! You have to rearrange.
You sound like, what is his name from Scooby-Doo?
Zoinks? Shaggy, yeah. Right? Shaggy.
Right, right.
Yeah. Come on, Scooby. Zoinks? That was Casey Kasem, man, who did that voice.
Oh, man, I love Casey Kasem.
He's a man. Keep your feet on the ground, keep reaching for the stars.
There you go.
That's right. How am I supposed to play an upbeat song coming out of a letter about a dead dog? You guys don't know what that is. Dan, you know
what is that?
I do.
You don't know what that is, man?
No, I know. It sounds completely familiar. What is
it's
that?
When it's an outtake from when, you know, he was when Casey Kasem was hosting America's Top 40. And, you know, they would have, it's a, what do you call it? The
dedication.
Yeah, something dedication.
Yeah, yeah.
Cross.
Love those.
Something like cross the country dedication.
Yeah, those were always good.
Yeah, but someone, you know, he's coming out of, because they're taping it, and they came out of a really happy, upbeat song.
Long distance dedication.
Long distance dedication.
Was live?
And it was no. He was taping this.
Okay.
And so they're taping, and he comes out, and he starts to read this letter, and the letter said long distance dedication, and it's a letter about a dog that just died. Like somebody wants to dedicate this song about his dog that died, and there was death and stuff. And so Casey Kasem starts screaming at his producer. The mics were still they were still recording this. Mics were still hot, and he starts screaming at his producer, how the hell am I supposed to come out of an up-tempo song without a letter about a damn dead dog? And it just goes, he says much worse than that. It's like this legendary outtake.
I'm sure it's on YouTube. I have to find it.
Oh, yeah, no. You can find it anywhere. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. So, all right, we've got some earwigs. No, not earwigs. Not the things that climb inside your head and lay eggs and you die. Not the bugs that crawl into your ear while you're asleep and lay eggs.
I had one of those two once. Did.
You had an earwig in your ear.
A cockroach.
A cockroach in your ear?
Uh-huh.
What? Where? When?
How the hell did that happen?
It happened in South Korea. I was deployed there, and I woke up to something. You know, you ever swim and then you have swimmer's ear the next morning?
Sure.
I thought it was that. I hadn't been swimming, though, but it felt like that. It got worse and worse through the night, and I got up and realized there was something in my ear. It was scratching. It was so deep, I could stick my finger all the way in. I couldn't feel anything. So I went to the medic's tent, and there was a guard outside the medic's tent. He told me the doctor wakes up at 8. I could not see anybody till 8. And by 8 o'clock in the morning, cause this was about 2 a.m., I was in severe pain. And finally, the doc woke up. I laid down on the cot, and he looked in my ear and said, "Yep, cockroach." And I freaked out. I didn't know it was a cockroach until then. And so he poured some oil in my ear, and it killed it, and then pulled it out. And this is the sound it made in my ear. And he laid it on the thing next to the cot, and I just got out of the cot and started jumping up and shaking. It was disgusting.
Wow.
Happened in South Korea.
There you go.
So don't lay on the ground in South Korea.
Don't do that. Yeah. Hey, didn't Patty's show end with her having 5 pounds of wax pumped out of her ear? Didn't that end with the, because I believe the transition to my show ended with Patty talking about 53 pounds of wax being yanked out of her ear.
They did clean her ears out, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some right. stuff in there.
There we go. There you go. And my topic is earworms. I guess that's the theme for the overnights this week.
Callbacks. Whew. We're doing here.
All right.
Sorry, Dan. No. Probably through the whole show.
No, trust me. This is why I'm getting a plaque.
And this is why you're the most interesting man in the world.
That's exactly
swear right. to God. Never fails. Oh,
the thing was over an inch long. It was huge. I mean, they can really get in there if you're not careful. They can get way
I see.
In there.
Are you watching Esmeralda on the screen?
No.
She's completely freaking out.
It's disturbing. It's disturbing.
She's completely freaking out. All right. Well, we went from Sunshine Day by the Brady Bunch to that. All right. Let's get back to the earworms real quick. All right. Here's another one, guys. This is 17 on the list of scientific earworms. I can see that. I can see that. I can definitely see that getting stuck in your head, for sure. I'm not really sure a lot of people listen to the Kaiser Chiefs, but I'm sure that would get stuck. Now, this one is legendary, number 16 on the list. You want to be tough, better do it. You can't, so beat it. But you want to be bad, just beat it. No one wants to be Yeah, that'll get stuck in your head, except for Esmeralda, who doesn't remember any of the lyrics.
I have the chorus. I got the chorus.
Well, you're going to have to remember some lyrics coming up in a few minutes, because Skip's on the way with the supply of pop-up video. All right. All right, here's number 15 on the list. Yeah. That was Tay Tay. What was I just watching, Dan, where they said Tay Tay and they're like, "Who's that?" And they got infuriated. Taylor Swift! They got infuriated when the.
Yeah.
I was just watching something where they. Was it SNL? No. Tay Tay. I don't know who. What's Tay Tay? Taylor Swift! And it became a thing. I can't remember what it was, but they just did it. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Here's Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan. Dan? All right, we'll go to the Gov. Hey, Gov.
Oh, good Lord, you have played some of my worst earworms ever.
Yeah, it feels like you got a giant cockroach in your ear, doesn't it, Gov?
I want to stab my eardrums and rupture them with pencils.
Yeah.
Here's a quick story. 2 years ago, 2+, I hate Blister in the Sun.
Uh-oh.
Violent Femmes. I hate, do not play that, no. So I was working on the radio, played it like, umpteen times. 2 years ago, driving away from the house, the wife and the kid in the car, it comes on, I shut it off, we start fighting. I want to do a Lethal Weapon victory roll, action roll out of the car. I said, I will kill myself right now.
If I have to hear blister in the sun.
She's like, that's your line? I said, that's my line in the sand.
That's it. Like, drawing a line in the sand, and it's all because of the violent femmes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Hate it.
Gov, thanks, buddy.
All right, man.
Okay, take care. Is he gone?
Okay. Let me go wild. Like I blister in the sun. Let me go.
Sorry, Guff.
Yeah, poor bastard with the delay. We probably just as he turns the radio
right as he turns
on.
The radio back on. Boom. All right, we got a break. We got weather or traffic, and we'll wrap this up. I'll play the rest of the songs on the list, and I got a ton of texts that we'll get to as well.
And the smoke shall rise again to the place above where it began.
Yeah, man. This song is a jam. Wildcard Wednesday. That's an absolute jam. Dan requested this. The band Bubble Puppy. And the song is Hot Smokin' Sassafras. That song is a jam. Bubble Puppy never had another hit. Hot Smokin' Sassafras. That song rules. All right. Let's hear the rest of this list. Esmeralda, we're on number 14.
Okay.
On the list of earworms, top 20 earworms as decided by the University of St. Andrews. Here's this one.
Don't believe me, just watch.
That song is a massive jam. It's still awesome. I remember the first time I heard it was when they were on SNL, when they performed it on SNL, and I was like, that was the best musical performance of the past 25 years on that show. Love that song. All right, here's the next one, number 13 on the list.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that.
Love that song. It was almost ruined by the 2005 Chicago White Sox, and for a while I couldn't listen to it because of the 2005 Chicago White Sox. But I'm over that now. Didn't get over it till last year. Woo! Okay. How about this one? Number 12. You've been Rickrolled. All right. Here's Kurt on WGN. All right, Kurt.
Howdy. How you doing, Nick?
All right. What's up?
Well, I got my own personal earworms, and unfortunately, it is the Afghan Whigs there. It's like off of Black Love there, that album.
Uh-huh.
First track, Scene of the Crime there. Okay. And Greg Dulli rules, man.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
It rolls. I mean, all the stuff rolls around in my head. It's like going, that's all I hear in my mind.
It's all you hear is like, Afghan Whigs.
Do you think I'm evil?
So you know who just immediately woke up right now because of this? Andy Herman. Andy Herman is obsessed with Greg Dooley. He's obsessed with the Afghan Whigs, almost as much as he is with Three's Company. Thank you, Kurt. All right, number 11 on the list.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Okay, that's enough of that. So that's the Gangnam Style or whatever the hell it is. That's on the list. And let's see what's next here. How about this one?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
All right, that's another one on the list. All right, I'm going to skip the next one. And go to number 8 on the list. Here's number 8 on the list. And all of the women in their 50s will sing along.
This is, we gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Oh, halfway there. Oh,
Mary just came in and was rocking out. She came into Dan's room there and started screaming, yeah. All right. We finish this after the break, Dan?
Or yeah. Should we
get... Yeah, right. Hold on a second. Let me just go through. Let me do the next one, and then I'll go right to number one. All right, so here's the next one on the list. I played this one because it makes me think of Job in Arrested Development.
It's the final countdown.
I think of Job doing his magic show in Arrested Development every time I hear that song. Will Arnett. Genius. All right, here's what we're going to do. We'll break. We've got the news coming up. And after the news, I will play the number one earworm song of all time, according to the University of St. Andrews. And then we're going to play some pop-up video. The news is next.
Taking me home.
There you go. Wild Card Wednesday continues. That's Canadian Bill requested Glass Tiger featuring Rod Stewart, My Town, and he dedicates that to Vic Vaughn, who is a big Glass Tiger fan. Okay. Well, there you go. Dedicated to our own Vic Vaughn. Can't hear you right now. He's got a cockroach in his ear. So we were piling down this list. Let me go to the number one earworm. The number one earworm of all time, put together by the University of St. Andrews. Once it gets into your head, it stays there. This is number one, and this one absolutely makes sense.
You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
I think I agree with that, Esmeralda. That's number one, the earworm. Because they play it at every sporting event ever. And it's got the rhythmic beat over and over and over again. And the words that you can learn in 2 seconds and then repeat over and over again.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and you would slam your feet.
Yep.
On the stands.
On the bleachers. Yeah,
on the bleachers.
Yeah, well, they do that at regular, like pro sporting events as well.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, real quick, let me fly through some of these texts, and then look who's here. Esmeralda, look. It's Skip Skipley.
What? He made it.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
Enjoying the conversation.
Oh, good. I have a couple of other ones here. 779 area code says, your opening song by Steve Earle is a earworm. Okay. 630 area code says, I'm a 55-year-old male trucker, and every time I hear Madonna's Material Girl, I can't get it out of my head, and I hate that song.
It's a good song.
It's a great song. 773 area code, the manemana, da, da, na, 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 song from The Muppet Show. 231 area code says, Achy Breaky Heart, Sweet Caroline. Both earworms. 847, all Christmas songs, especially Paul McCartney, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. I hate that song so much. It's the worst Christmas song of all time. Harlem Globetrotters, Sweet Georgia Brown. 708 area code says, Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins, especially the part when they go with Stay With Me. That's from Miller. That song is a jam. Jane and Evanston, the two worst earworm songs are the University of Michigan fight song and the chicken dance. They've been in my head for months. You've been to a wedding lately? I played the chicken dance at both of my of my weddings.
Cool.
Because the chicken dance rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, how about it? No, here's a it sure it won't make the list, but for me, a Naughty Nature, Naughty by Nature OPP. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And then finally, 765 area code.
Yeah.
Give me that devil little fish. Give me that fish. On this wall, if it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all. So give me back that filet fish, give me that fish, give me back that filet fish, give me that fish.
Best commercial jingle in the history of commercial jingles. It is by
this
far
is the best.
It's the best, and the commercials are awesome, and everything. And I had the guys on my show who composed it, and they were high when they did it, and I'm not surprised by that at all.
So. And Miss Filet Fishes, are they still?
Filet.
Are they always in?
Yeah.
At McDonald's.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
No. They're it's year round. It's just they sell a ton of them during
right.
Lent. During Lent.
I just
and that's when they
like
that's
the
when
barbecue.
They do the commercials. They do the push for Filet-O-Fish commercials in February and in Lent, at that time.
Right.